Great Northern Paper owns a shuttered paper mill in Millinocket, a facility purchased 3 years ago for less than a dollar as part of a deal with New Hampshire-based investment firm Kate Street Capital, which controls GNP. The same deal also saw GNP buy the mill in nearby East Millinocket. It too currently lies inactive. The long-term aim is to breathe new life into the economically depressed region, but before that can happen, there are debts to be paid. Millinocket Town Manager Peggy Daigle says the new agreement extends a previous timeline, giving GNP until July 21st to pay the full amount, which is just shy of $1.19 million. A series of payments will be made over the next 2.5 weeks, she says, money which the town sorely needs.
Well, I think that it's important for the people in the town for payments to start being made. We're going to be bumping up against a difficult period of time if we don't start getting payments to be able to continue to operate.
Daigle says the deal with Kate Street is dependent on funds generated from the recent sale of a key piece of GNP property, the gigantic No. 11 papermaking machine at the Millinocket Mill. The item is reported to have fetched about $2.5 million at auction last week, says Daigle, and it's now up to the company running the auction, Costa Industries, to disperse that money to the town and to GNP's other creditors.
We've been led to believe that there is adequate funds to make these payments.
But if, for any reason, the repayment timeline is not adhered to, says Daigle,
we will take any and all steps necessary to protect the town.
Earlier this week, frustrated town officials in Millinocket agreed to reapply a property tax lien against GNP's valuable papermaking equipment in the event the company reneged on its payments, a measure which would prevent the papermaking machine from leaving its current location in the town, even though it's already technically been sold.
I've been a manager since 1990. I've never experienced this in my life, and I hope I never do again. It's quite unusual, and pretty devastating to the whole town, but, I think we can get through it if we work together.
A spokesperson for Kate Street Capital was unavailable for comment for this story. For MPBN News, I'm Tom Porter.